Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Clarissa, you are in the limelight yet again today. Yeah, this is the second live. We never go live, and we're going to start doing this a lot more, only because I was getting, you know, way too far out with recordings, and we needed to see, sort of stay a little bit closer in touch, and I'm thrilled that you're all here, and you're going to be really excited to see who we've got coming on with us today. This is in the Limelight Media, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. I do want to remind you that you can watch these videos on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Zumo, Pluto, Sony, Dailymotion. We're growing and it's really exciting. The podcasts can be heard on Amazon Music, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, Podbean, and I think one more we added a couple of days ago. So we're growing and it's very exciting. Do get over, please, to take a look at the digital magazine. It is In the Limelight with Clarissa, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur, with Orazio Pagani, a good friend of mine from Italy, on the cover. He's a supercar maker and a hypercar maker. You're going to want to get over there and learn more about him. What a fabulous article that is. Also, do want to remind you guys about my news desk. You know, you want to go, my news desk has been, they're a new partner here at In the Limelight, and they're all about PR and getting the word out for you. They are really, really changing up my business a lot as far as promotion, putting out press releases and get your story covered and being put in front of millions of journalists all over the world. MyNewsDesk.com. You're going to want to make sure to get over and check that out. Let's bring on the man of the, I want to say the man of the hour, but it's really only the man of the 20 minutes, Drew Berman. Hi. Welcome, Drew.
Clarissa, I'm thrilled to be here. Hello, how are you?
I am extraordinarily well. I loved your story. I was doing the research today, and you know, you are, well, I'm going to let you tell everybody what you do, but the story, as most entrepreneurs know, we know it doesn't always start out so easily. And for you, your story kind of took a couple of twists and turns before you figured it out. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Happy to, Clarissa. It's never an easy ride for entrepreneurs. And they say you want to be your own boss. And that's true, but you really need to be your best employee, which they never tell you. And I studied marketing in college in Washington, D.C. I was ready to take on the world. And then in my 20s, I didn't go to any career things. I ended up working at TGI Fridays, which was an amazing experience for me because I got to learn people management, expectations, 8-hour shifts, money management, and it really taught me a lot. And then I was living in New York City. I was working in the cookware business. That's where Zig Ziglar started, the number one sales guy, trainer in the world. We both started in cookware. Right. I was the pot guy or the pan man, depending on who.
That's extraordinary. Okay, great.
And then in 1996, I was 24 years old. I had taken up cycling. And I did, back in the day, Tanqueray, the gin.
Yeah, yeah.
I was doing an AIDS fundraiser bicycle ride from Boston to New York. Mm-hmm. Well, I ended up buying a bike and became a cyclist, and I did four of them, Boston to New York twice, New York to Boston once, and then North Carolina and Washington, D.C. Wow. I raised about $10,000 for AIDS services in the 90s.
Wow.
And then someone dropped a brochure on my lap in 1996 to ride a bicycle around the world in the year 2000. So
you must have been in the shape of your lifetime.
I was in great
shape. You're like, Rock, I'm not an ounce of fat.
Yeah, I was in great shape. And I signed up and I did the bike ride. January 1st, 2000 to January 1st, 2001. LA to San Diego, San Diego to Mexico, Mexico to Costa Rica, Costa Rica to Baja.
Wow.
Panama, Panama to Chile, Chile, Argentina, Argentina to Greece.
Right.
It was amazing. The highlight was the 2000 Olympics in Sydney.
Right.
So at 28 years old, I tasted freedom. Financial freedom, life freedom. I had no rent, no mortgage, no wife, no kids, no real estate. I came back and I was in my 30s. And life smacked me upside the head. Married, little child.
Kids, right.
Paying, I know you have listeners all over the country. I was paying $2,700 a month rent.
Yeah, wow.
For a 700 square foot apartment in Manhattan.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
And I was doing the grind. I was grinding real estate, and I was running full speed on a treadmill.
Right. Until you went to an event, you got tapped by somebody. There was a gentleman that came up to you and said, "Hey, Drew, what do you think about this?" And you said, "Looks good."
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It was Business Networkers International.
Right.
And I was there for real estate, and he said to me, "You seem like a sharp guy. Are you the type of guy that keeps options open for additional streams of income?" I said, "Yeah.
Heck yeah."
And I ended up getting into the home-based business arena, became an entrepreneur, haven't had a J-O-B, a job since.
Right.
And then I'll fast forward 15 years. I help networkers and marketers get more leads, get more referrals. Right. And have running flexibility in their life and business.
So this is really, we're talking about network marketing, right? You've got something called network marketing domination. And network marketing, you know, a lot of people go, "Oh God, no, please, never, couldn't," you know. And you, by the way, of your own admission, say, this first 4 or 5 years, you know, it really wasn't happening until it really clicked. In other words, it was okay, but it wasn't at the point where you're at now, where you're like dominating, you know, the gig, and you're teaching other people how to do it.
Yeah. So my first 5 years, I was a mess. I was a hot mess. I was a project. I needed a project manager, and I was repelling more people than I was attracting.
Right.
I didn't know about the law of attraction. I didn't know about success principles. I didn't know that I was sending a message to the universe that said, "Give me more, but I can't handle what I got."
I think you just got a message, Drew. You just got a message.
That's one of my clients. I have now clients in multiple companies. So in my first 5 years, I didn't make any money.
Yeah.
So I had to do some self-exploration, and I ended up investing tens of thousands over the, probably hundreds of thousands over the years in personal development, mindset, law of attraction, stuff like that.
And you say the first, I think, first and foremost, get your health in order, get yourself healthy, because you're going to need a good, strong body and a good, strong mind in order to be able to affront everything else that's coming your way.
Yeah. So I've been teaching people how to have, you know, fit, fabulous, and free. That was one of my brands for a long time.
Right.
Now I teach people about the F-bomb. So I know you've got a cool audience. My F-bombs are all about family, fun, fitness, finances, and freedom. And right. That's what network marketing can do when done right. And I wrote in my book that it could be a very expensive hobby or a very lucrative business.
Right.
And when it's done right, it could be my new brand is called Toes in Sand, Phone in Hand. You can do this from anywhere in the world right now.
Why is it that you think you struggled at the beginning, though? I'm curious to know. 5 years is a long time to not be getting it right. What was it? I mean, look, no judgment call, but it is. It's a long time. What was it that was holding you back? What was it that you weren't getting? What did you learn?
It was all about me. It was all about my next sale. It was all about my bills, my debt, my taxes, my trip.
My family.
That's the opposite. This is a business about serving people, loving people, helping people. Zig Ziglar said it the best, the more people you help get what they want, the more you get what you want.
Right.
And I had to learn that consciousness shift. It wasn't sales and marketing like I thought it was from real estate. It was long-term relationship building and really servant leadership and really assisting people, helping them, giving them, outworking them. And that's what shifted everything. From when I went from selling to serving, everything shifted. When I stopped focusing on income and focusing on impact and inspiration, that's when my income grew.
That's awesome. Great lesson right there, everybody. That's a really good nugget. You've got a book. It's called You Can Have It All, The Ultimate Guide to Having Fun, Making Money, and Living the Good Life. Wow. What a concept, especially now. COVID, you know, politics, economy, people losing jobs, people are shuttering up, people are, you know, closing up shop. I mean, what say you, and how might you be able to help people that are really in pretty dire need right now to find sources of income?
Yeah. So I talk about it in the book. Thanks for mentioning it.
Bring it up. I want to see it. I have it there.
Life work. You Can Have It All, The Ultimate Guide to Having Fun, Making Love, Making Money, and Living the Good Life. And I think that's what we all want. We all want more fun, more freedom, more life work balance. And the world's upside down right now. The world's on fire.
Yeah.
And now employers for the first time ever are saying you can work from home.
Yeah. Yeah. And network marketing. I mean, it's really, you'd be doing that too, because especially the way Zoom has taken off and the online, you know, event, software, you know, that's probably where you really want to invest your money is right there. But, you know, I mean, you can be doing this from anywhere and from home. I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, you probably had to pound on some doors and maybe some pavement as well. But, you know, today I'm not going to say it's easy, because it is a job and there is work to be put into it, right? True.
Absolutely. I think the reason most people fail in this business, can you hear me? Yeah, at least
yeah,
I think the reason most people fail in this business, is because they don't treat it like a business and they have one foot in, one foot out. But now people are looking. People want the ability to work from home. People want the ability to have a flexible lifestyle. People want freedom. And with my new brand, Toes in Sand, Phone in Hand, with a mobile phone, with Wi-Fi, this home-based business can be
a
phone-based business. It could be a phone-based business from anywhere. It's the laptop lifestyle.
So where would somebody get started, Drew? If somebody's listening to this right now, God, that sounds great. You know, where do I get started? First of all, they're going to want to get with you. And I know that you've got social media. Let me just double check what we've got here. It's pretty much I Am Drew Berman on Facebook and LinkedIn. And you've got a YouTube channel as well. No excuses. You can certainly find them. And definitely, you've got the ticker at the bottom of the video, everybody. You know, DrewBerman.com. Pretty simple stuff. You can find him. How would someone get started, you know, getting over to your website, but then after that, what happens? What's step number one?
Well, for your listeners, and I'm doing this for you because I think it's important, but I'll do a one-on-one with anyone that reaches out. I'll do a free consultation. This will be someone that's never been in network marketing before and they're curious. Someone that just wants to make an extra $500 or $1,000 a month. Someone who's been in, but it didn't work.
Right.
Someone who's in and it's working, but they want the next level.
Right.
Someone who's been in, but has been in multiple companies and they haven't found their home. I've seen the gamut.
Right.
And I have a system that helped me personally enroll 800 people and grow a team to 15,000. Mm-hmm. I have a system that helped me enroll a grandma on the street of Manhattan and had her on auto ship for 10 years. A professional Canadian actor that was on auto ship and became friends for 15 years. A family that we met on a cruise when I was with my family. And they earned enough from our teaching and our training and our company to pay their mortgage every month for 10 years.
Wow.
So,
yeah, I mean, the prospects are everywhere. I think people don't realize that they truly are. Some people say, I don't want to, you know, I mean, it's like you just have to hit up your friends and your family. And quite frankly, that's not true. You know, I was in it for a little while, not for too long, but, you know, enough to know that there were really other prospects everywhere. Are there niches that are some niches that are working better than others now as far as the marketing is concerned?
Yeah, absolutely. I help people on day one find their ideal client. So whether we're dealing with baby boomers or moms, doctors or veterans, athletes or millennials, we help people get laser focused on who they're looking for, who they serve, what problem do they solve.
Right.
And then a lot of our help and support and training is the law of attraction, attracting people to us, how to use calendars and systems and structure and operations where people don't learn those skills.
Yeah, it's a business. Yeah, for sure. There's a lot that goes on, you know, behind the scenes. And that's awesome that, you know, you help them do that. But let me ask you this, Drew. Can anybody sell anything, or do they really have to be passionate about the product that they're selling?
I think passion around product is a myth. You know, you and I, we could get off the phone now, talk to our lawyers or our accountants and find the best business model and determine that we want to buy a McDonald's. Well, we might be vegetarians, or we might not want to eat the burgers, but the business model works. So I think passion and purpose, what we want to do is help people find their passion,
right,
and then find a vehicle that gets them there the fastest. And that's right. What I help people with.
Right. I don't know that, you know, I know if I'm just thinking, you know, off the top of my head, for me, it would be, you know, definitely women's like beauty products or supplements or that sort of thing. You know, I would love to be able to do something like that, for example, but I know that, you know, there are marketing, network marketing situations galore. There are a lot of different, so do you go, you know, do you help people find these things as well, or?
Yeah. So I'm what's called a peak performance strategist for the network marketing profession. Okay. We have the world's only concierge network marketing system. So if someone's looking for a company, we help them find one. If someone's evaluating two or three, we help them choose. If someone's looking, they know the company, but we help them find the right sponsor. Everyone that I work with in a leadership capacity has earned 6 or 7 figures. So anytime I introduce new people, I make sure that they have systems and structure and support. I work with people that have been in 18 companies, and I work with people who are
buying their first. That's crazy. Are you working with that many? I mean, are you still like, you know, hands-on in network marketing, or are you just teaching at this point?
Yeah, I'm extremely hands-on. In fact, you mentioned a women's health and wellness product. That's where I got trained for 15 years. One of our companies just launched a anti-aging collagen serum, which has gone through the roof. We sold 1 million bottles in the first weekend. I work with an AI technology company. I have my hand in some tools so that I work and network with insurance agents and real estate agents and mortgage brokers and pizza owners and car, because I have tools that those businesses can use to get more referrals.
Right.
And there's an opportunity for them to generate income as well. So as a concierge, I have my hand in some things.
Right.
And when I take someone on, I treat them like they're my only client.
Right.
Their goals go on my vision board, and we work directly with them to help them.
So what do you say to somebody who says, Drew, this sounds so good, man. I really could use the income, and I'm sure I could even learn those, you know, the software and the back end stuff, but I don't have a list. I know 30, 40 people, 50 people. I'm, you know, what would you say to them?
Yeah, so that's actually very quite common. Most people who have grown up and adults know between 200 and 500 people, you know, and we, you know, there's a lot of systems and structure on who do we know, but we know a lot more people than we think.
And we think we do. All right.
There's a lot more people that we don't know. So we teach people how to meet people. We teach people how to find people. Social media 10X is it. We have social media systems across the board for all of the platforms.
Exciting.
And it's not who you know, it's who you know and who they know. And we teach people. Here's one of the things that I do that most don't do. You and I met through networking.
In fact,
we were born before. We don't even remember.
We don't even know how we met. So true.
So
like, did we meet here? You're like, I don't remember where. Did we meet there? I don't know if we met there.
So and that's here we are. That's what networking is. And then I studied marketing in college. So I combined networking with marketing to bring it into network marketing. And then I got 25 years of personal development. I got hired by Peak Potentials and the Millionaire Mind. And I learned about people and systems and self-sabotage and structure.
Right.
DMO plus IPA, daily method of operation, plus income producing activities. And that can get people to the promised land.
Wow. Yeah. What would you say to somebody now, as we're in closing pretty much, what would you say to somebody that's watching and listening and still on the fence?
Reach out to me. I won't bite. I'll assist you wherever you are, from skeptical to successful to, if you want to go from surviving to thriving. Listen, last year we all got a wake-up call. It's the year of the great reset. It's the year of setback to comeback, breakdown to breakthrough. And I'll assist you on your journey. I'll point you in the right direction. I have a myriad of free tools to get you launched. And then I have some in-depth ways to really create transformation in your life.
That's extraordinary. Everybody, you see the ticker. It is drewberman.com. Drew, I can't thank you for being on enough, because I really think that this was very timely that we went live today with a way for people to start making money and maybe to sleep at night now and stop worrying, because these have been very, very troubling and trying times for sure. Thanks again for being on the show, Drew. You stay right there while I say goodbye to everybody. I think we've got another live or two today coming up, everybody. So stay tuned for that. And I'm going to say goodbye for now. Be well until the next time you've been in the limelight with Clarissa. Bye-bye now. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again. In the Limelight. In the Limelight. Okay.